Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. So we practice Buddhist practice, then it's one of the most important things is to have good friends, wise friends, spiritual friends who share our values, our perceptions of things. If we have different values and different perceptions of things, the values coming out of those perceptions, ideally, that we see things in a different way. We've integrated our practice to the point where we're seeing things in a different way, and we have different values in life. And these can be quite difficult to uphold at times, and if we're amongst others who have much more worldly values, the people kind of find it very difficult to understand that there can be more than one set of values, and then consequently more than one set of feelings. We're supposed to have, as human beings, we have human feelings. We're supposed to have all the proper human feelings, otherwise we're something wrong with us, especially. These days, with the downside of the kind of therapy movement, in my eyes, is that there's kind of standards now in terms of people having feelings, especially males. The males are supposed to have feelings. A proper bloke, you're supposed to have much more feelings these days. New man. Men have always had feelings. I've always had feelings. All the men I know have always had feelings. Not everybody's feelings are the same. They have to be the same. The different feelings arise out of different perceptions. So having a standard about feelings is foolish. So we're going to have different people are quite right to have different feelings about things, depending on what their values in life are. To end up, we have to stand up for our feelings about things. And try and explain why they're different. Other people's feelings can be quite difficult. You are a feeling brute. You don't care. Or whatever. Whereas you don't care about what they care about. You care about something else. You value something else higher. You see something else as higher, more valuable, more lasting, more beautiful, more skillful. A lot of our desires can be made to look all right through our values. We end up having values, as if the worldly mind can make its worldly values look very respectable and proper, and make it look very kind and compassionate. Yet often they're not at all. It's another manifestation of greed or of hatred or of delusion. Greed for more, or wanting to get away from, or the delusion that the things of the senses are what life is all about, and sources satisfaction, joy to us. that the things of the spiritual life can be seen as just ideas or philosophy or something. Whereas, you know, these things may express themselves as ideas or as philosophies, but as ways of seeing, then they go very deep. You see something in a certain way right from the start. Or a lot of suffering can be alleviated in this way. A Thai lady I met who lost her husband in the tsunami, and I asked how she felt about it. She just said, "Oh well, I wonder what he's up to now." I think he's a bit of a rogue. But her first reaction was, "Oh, I wonder what he's up to now." There's no grief there, because the way she saw things through faith. She's not that she could see him up there in heaven. But through faith, the way that she saw things was that he was up there in heaven or somewhere else, being reborn somewhere else. So he wasn't really dead. Through seeing things in that way, then there was no grief. That's how important it can be. That's how radical that can be. And that's seeing through faith, but one can see with one's own eyes. One can see with one's own eyes, for example, that the mind is not the body. If one sees that with one's own eyes, then one will know that the mind doesn't die when the body dies. In the season, the two things are not the same. It's not the same fear of death. This is extremely valuable. This perceptual process is the thing that is the most dominant force in the mind. We take feeling to be the most dominant because it's what motivates us. We all want good feeling, want a good pleasant feeling, avoid unpleasant feeling. And it's the same in the spiritual life. In the spiritual life we are there exactly the same to find happiness, pleasant feeling, but in a different way. And we're still seeking, pleasure-seeking, skillful pleasure-seeking. A different kind of pleasure, a pleasure that opens rather than a pleasure that closes. Pleasure that welcomes, opens, rather than a pleasure that grasps or closes. If somebody's never experienced these things, then they're just not part of their value system at all. It's very difficult to explain to somebody that you may have had experiences that they haven't. In the Western world these days, everyone has to be equal, and it's very hard for one person to have had some kind of experience that other people haven't, spiritual experience, say, through their hard work. I mean, if you see, well, this person got to the top of the mountain because they were a very good climber and they risked their lives, and you look up there and you look up at him on the top of the mountain and think, "God, good for you, I couldn't do that." And then we could accept, couldn't we? We think, "Oh yes, this man, amazing, look at that." Or a marathon runner or something. Yet in the spiritual life it can be very difficult to not to be jealousies or people trying to make nothing of other people's hard work. Somebody gets good results in their meditation through an extreme amount of hard work. It can be quite a different ball game. We were dismissing or jealous or there's not understanding or no idea. I can't accept the importance of it. Can't see the importance of it. So this is very much a very difficult part of spiritual practice in the modern world. These things are not understood. and not valued, so to have company in which these things are valued and understood, and people are willing to accept, well, yes, this person is very hard and he has had certain results, and therefore, you know, we want to hear what he has to say, and you know, this person is, you know, just starting out, and, you know, being able to accept this kind of differences within a group, and to be really, to have joy at other people's successes. And to raise up spiritual qualities within the group. This is very, very important. As a group of practitioners, this is something that we very much provide for each other, this kind of moral support, encouragement, because we all have some ability somewhere or another. You know, there isn't anyone that doesn't have some ability that they're contributing to the group. From a good meditator or a good speaker or a good scholar or a good cook or whoever, they all have abilities that they can offer that can be appreciated. If we can avoid just sticking to our own thing and just say, oh, you know, well, you know, it's all about what I'm good at, is a kind of refrain of an immature spiritual group. It's all about what I'm good at. If you're a good meditator, then it's all about meditation. That's what it's all about. If you're a good server, a good giver, it's all about giving. It's all about serving. That's what it's all about. This is just being a bit immature about it, and attaching to one's own view of things. Within a group of practitioners, then there'll be all kinds of skills that we can be appreciated, valued. Often we have to then readdress our worldly values, look for spiritual qualities. And we shouldn't be shy to try to choose our company. If we can, we do our best, and then we accept, you know, whatever happens, happens. This is always the rule, you know, we try for the best circumstances we can find, the best company we can find, in order to further our practice and that of others, most fertile ground we can find, in Buddhist terms, you know, till the fertile ground. But if we find ourselves in the desert, well, there we are, that's the way it is. We just have to keep bashing away the best we can. So, offer that you for your reflections this evening.